Whether you want to promote your courses, your products, or any services online, you've got to have a good understanding of digital marketing. In this podcast, we are going to get into an introduction to digital marketing. It's a digital marketing tutorial for beginners, an introduction where you'll get an idea of the overall landscape of digital marketing, and whatever your product is, you could look at any of these ways or a combination of all of them in order to succeed with promoting and selling your products online. Hi there, my name is C.M. Manjunath. Let's dive into this. So, digital marketing is one of the buzzwords in the world of jobs, careers, and even business today. Now, before we get into digital marketing, I want you to understand what marketing is about, because that's where the roots are. So let's look at marketing. And one of the best definitions for marketing that I've come across is from Philip Kotler. Philip Kotler defines marketing as a science and art to explore, create, and deliver value to satisfy the needs of a target audience or a target market at a profit. I think that is a brilliant definition of marketing because it looks at all the different aspects that matters for your success in marketing. Number one, you've got to be clear about your target audience. Extremely important that. Once you're clear about who your target audience is, who your target market is, then it is about understanding what are their needs, wants, and their desires. So the more you know about your target customer and what their requirements are, you'd be able to serve their needs, answer their questions effectively, and that's how you'll become amazing at marketing your own products, services, or even your courses. What is digital marketing then? Well, now that you understand about marketing, let's get into digital marketing. Digital marketing is only a vehicle. It is a channel for marketing, and the channel we use is the power of the internet. So, using the power of the internet to promote products and services is what digital marketing is about. It's as plain and simple as that. The third aspect that I wanted to discuss about, the third concept that I wanted to discuss about, is the growth opportunities when it comes to digital marketing. Now, whether you're looking for a job or your own business selling products, services of your own, or even promoting somebody else's products, which is called affiliate marketing, and we are going to talk about that later in this podcast, the growth opportunities in the world of digital marketing is truly sky high. It's very in demand. Like I told you, digital marketing is the buzzword right now in the market. All right, so now that you understand what marketing is, what digital marketing is, as well as the growth opportunities, let's get into some of the focus areas. Now, what constitutes digital marketing? The number one thing that I would recommend you to look at when thinking digital marketing is creating a website. Website is like the foundation, really. That's the place where you create like a hub of information. It could be your blogs, your articles, information about yourself, and all that good stuff goes into a website. Now, whether you do marketing on social media or any other platform, what you'd want to do is get people from all of these different platforms to your website because it's your own property. That's where you're telling the world what you are about. It helps build trust with your target customer. It helps build credibility with your target customer. It really lets the world know what your products or services are about. So website to me is the most important thing, and that's the reason I listed right up top the number one thing. Number two in this list of focus areas when it comes to digital marketing is search engine optimization, SEO. SEO is a process of getting your content discovered by the search engines. Okay, making your content discoverable by the search engines. Why? Because people go to the search engine for everything in today's world. Google says there are about 150 to 200 moments every single day by an average person. What are these moments? Well, people go to Google to find answers to their questions. These are called moments, according to Google. So that's a significant number. People are going to Google and other popular search engines to find information. And if your website, your brand name, your products and services is discovered easily by these search engines, guess what? You'd be able to show up right when people are searching for you or your product or service. Wonderful. That's search engine optimization. The third aspect of digital marketing is content marketing. Content marketing is the only type of marketing that's left in the world. That's by Seth Godin. Seth Godin, who is one of the marketing gurus, says that the only type of marketing that's left in the world is content marketing. What do we mean by this? Well, content marketing is providing information. It's about creating digital assets, such as your own blogs, articles, white papers, videos, podcasts, and all that good stuff goes into content. Now, when you create content, solving people's problems, answering people's questions, guess what? If that content marketing is well partnered with search engine optimization, you could rank high on Google and other search engines for all kinds of search queries by your target audience. They find you, they read your content, they listen to your podcast, they watch your videos, they're going to benefit from it. Well, if they benefit from your content, the next time you have something to sell, to promote, they'd be more than happy to listen to you, at least find out what your offer is. And that's a good thing. Okay, so create a lot of content that is useful, valuable for your target audience. And if they find it useful, the next time you have something to promote or sell, they'd be more willing, more open to listen to you. Number four is Google Ads. Now, while I'm a big fan of search engine optimization, one of the drawbacks, one of the downsides of search engine optimization or SEO is the fact that it could take months or even years to rank for certain keywords. You heard that right. Sometimes it could take years to rank for some keywords because they can be highly competitive. So while SEO is a great one for long run, for short run, if you really want to get some leads, some customers that would pay for your product or service, then I would strongly recommend Google Ads. Google Ads are paid advertisements on Google's search engine. So you could bid for certain keywords, and as people search for your product or service, your advertisements could show right up there to the right person at the right time with the right message. And that's how you could convert those people, those visitors of your websites, into paid customers or leads. Number five is social media. Social media has been very, very popular in today's world. For many people, digital marketing and social media marketing are synonymous. That's what they think it is. While digital marketing is much more than social media marketing, the popularity of social media marketing couldn't be underestimated. Whether it's Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, LinkedIn, Snapchat, you name it, there are a plethora of platforms where you can create content and reach out to your target customers. Okay, find out where your target customers hang out and you become part of those platforms, create content, answer their questions, and that's a great way to get their attention and also get their business. So social media is wonderful. When it comes to Facebook, there's a problem though. While Facebook was wonderful and it still is great, from an organic reach perspective, it has dwindled. The organic reach on Facebook especially has dwindled. So you've got to run some paid advertisements if you want to see some great results with Facebook. Okay, with that out of the way, let's move on to number six. Focus area number six under digital marketing is email marketing. Now, some people say that the email marketing is dead. They couldn't be far from the truth. Email marketing survives and it will continue to be one of the most important parts of digital marketing. With email marketing, you can build relationship, nurture leads, and really sell effectively. So if somebody says email marketing is not worth it anymore in 2021 and beyond, do not trust them, because email marketing definitely is an important one. Number seven is affiliate marketing. Affiliate marketing is wonderful if you do not want to build your own product or service, but you want to promote somebody else's products and services and you make a commission. That's what affiliate marketing is about. Affiliate marketing involves three parties. One, the person who wants to sell his or her own products. You, the person who wants to promote that product. And usually a third party here, which would be like a middleman. A middleman that connects the product producer or the content creator with the marketer, which could be you. So you could promote the content, and guess what? Every time somebody buys that product or service, you make a commission on that. That's affiliate marketing for you. Number eight is Google Analytics. What you can't measure, you cannot improve. So if you want to improve your digital marketing performance and efforts, you've got to track the results. You've got to look at the numbers, measure, analyze, and take the right actions in order to get your efforts going to be successful. All right, so those are the eight areas of digital marketing. A quick introduction right there: website, SEO, content marketing, Google Ads, social media, email marketing, affiliate marketing, and Google Analytics. Obviously, there is much more to all of this, but this is a quick introduction to digital marketing. If you like this podcast, you would love to become a part of my Facebook group, Digital Trainers Hub. So whether you want to create your own course or promote it successfully, being a part of that group can really add value to your work. It can really help you become better marketers, content creators, as well as sellers of courses. Okay? Subscribe to this podcast so that you get all the information that you need in order to create your own course and market it and sell it successfully online. My name is CM Manjunath, wishing you the best of luck. God bless. Bye-bye.